So now I'm switching to humanitarian, and I have a few minutes to cover, I think, 5 or 6 different case types. I'll start with the Violence Against Women Act. The best way, I think, to conceptualize VAWA is to think about relationships with permanent residents or U.S. citizens where someone is in a relationship who would otherwise be able to get status through that relationship, can file a self-petition without the assistance of their U.S. citizen or permanent resident family member if they've been subject to cruelty or battery in the relationship. And if you think about it, a disparity in immigration status, like the common example is a U.S. citizen husband and an undocumented wife, if this husband is an abuser, an emotional abuser or a physical abuser, he is going to use his wife's undocumented status to keep him under his thumb. And so this is the idea behind VAWA, that someone who is in a relationship with a U.S. citizen or permanent resident who would otherwise be able to get status if that person petitioned for them can get their own status without the assistance of their self-petitioner. And so that's the best way to think about it. But basically, it's spouses of U.S. citizens, spouses of permanent resident, children of permanent residents and U.S. citizens, and then parents of adult U.S. citizens. And in all humanitarian cases, the waivers are much broader. So you can waive things like a permanent bar in a VAWA case. You can waive more criminal grounds of inadmissibility. So even if you're not planning on doing VAWA or humanitarian immigration, it's important to be able to screen for it, because if you have someone come in who is, you know, recently divorced or they're VAWA eligible and you can't help them, it's going to be important to be able to refer them to someone who can, because lots of people who have been told maybe by a lawyer that there's nothing they can do actually have humanitarian relief available to them. With VAWA, you're going to file an I-360, and you make the decision between filing a standalone I-360 or a one-step. Most often we do a one-step in my firm. The reasons that you would not do a one-step are maybe if your client has a ground of inadmissibility for which there is no waiver, like a false claim to citizenship, for example. But otherwise, it's better to do a one-step, meaning you add the I-485 green card application, because then you get the work permit while the application is pending, and you get the green card at the end of it. If you file a standalone I-360, you have to wait for approval, which can take about 2 years, and then you get the work permit. So it's a much faster way to get a work permit if you file a one-step. Keeping in mind, parents, undocumented parents of adult USC kids can qualify for VAWA. We see this a lot, something you want to screen for, because, you know, parents who have entered without inspection, whose kids are now 21, can petition for them. I think Paul talked about if they have unlawful presence, they don't qualify for a waiver based on that relationship with their child. But if they've been subjected to abuse or cruelty in the relationship with their child, they could maybe qualify for VAWA. One other thing to note about VAWA is you can have conflicts of interest arise when you, and this is common, if you start a family-based case, let's say you're working on a consular processing case with a couple, at some point in the middle of your representation, you discover that the petitioner is being abusive, you're going to need to refer that case out. I think there is a conflict of interest, an ethical problem in representing someone in VAWA if you have represented the spouse in a family petition. And finally, on VAWA, the evidentiary requirements are any credible evidence. So you don't have to have a police report. You don't have to have medical records or hospital records. And anything that you can find that helps bolster your case, you can submit to immigration on a VAWA case. I've also included this power and control wheel. I use this in my office regularly. It's a really good way to conceptualize what is abuse that's not just obvious physical violence, because you don't need physical abuse in a VAWA case to be successful. You can have emotional abuse, verbal abuse, financial abuse. And so just reading the titles of the power and control wheel can be helpful, and especially when you're talking to someone who maybe hasn't accepted the fact that they're in an abusive relationship. We've got coercion and threats, using intimidation, emotional abuse, isolation, minimizing, denying, blaming, using the children as pawns. These are things you can talk to your clients about, and you can actually submit this with your VAWA application. So I'll move to the U visa. The U visa is the crime victim's visa, and you can do a U visa for a victim of domestic violence where the abuser is undocumented. So VAWA, because remember, it's someone who would otherwise be able to get status through that relationship, requires that the abuser is a U.S. citizen or permanent resident. U visa is not the case. And there are a list of crimes that qualify for a U visa. And the whole point of this program is to assist law enforcement in their investigation and their prosecution. So a requirement of a U visa is that the victim of one of the listed crimes